Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror / Tober. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, Gus?
So, Kruger, explain our / Tober to the fiends.
So, what / Tober is, if you haven't checked out our other episodes, go check them out. Every episode we review a slasher, add it onto the list we've already compiled from the other episodes, and decide if we're going to remove or decide which slasher we're going to remove from the list. And at the end, we'll have a final three.
There you go. There,
and our stats thus far are so far still in the running for the voting, the final girls. We have Nightmare, aka Nightmare in a Damaged Brain. We have the Joe Spinell starring the last horror film. And we have the horror comedy Dude Bro Massacre 3. Eliminated thus far, we had Fade to Black, Go Away the First Round. And just recently, our last episode was Killer Party didn't make the cut. So now we will find out if the Dare Well. Dan?
Absolutely. All right. So we'll get right into it. This is a new film from director Giles Alderson. And he also co-wrote it. And a rare family night for Jay takes a brutal twist when he awakens in the basement of three other prisoners. As their vengeful captor runs riot, Jay engages in a twisted battle to solve the puzzle to his past and save his family's future. All right. So, yeah, this one's just came out earlier this year. Kind of excited to talk about it. But Kruger, you recommended this one, so I'll tag you in first. Yep.
Yeah, so I really enjoy this movie a lot. It caught me off guard. I watched it earlier this year, and I was very, very surprised about like how good of a slasher it is. First off, everything hits the fan in like 2 minutes. So if you're one of those guys that have trouble like getting into, you know, some slasher movies, like stuff hits very, very quick. Richard Brake is in this and gives an amazing performance. He's the whole reason why I watched this movie. And he's, in my opinion, the best part. He gives one of his best performances ever. I love his character and everything about it. And it's a must see for any Richard Brake fans. Dominic, who is our slasher, is badass. He has a great origin story. Very, very cool looking mask. I love how he forces his victims to torture each other. I thought that was really different, and that he kind of made that his thing. Like, he'd rather have other people torture each other than him do it himself. And then when he's doing it himself, he does these fucking sick things with these bugs that just I've never seen before in a slasher movie. It was so original and different, and God, I loved it.
Yeah, I agree. What did you think, Pugs?
I co-sign everything Kruger said. Yeah, it's fucking brutal as shit. I did like how he was kind of like a jigsaw, but like when shit was time to get real, he didn't mind doing it himself. Like, if he has to, he has to, and Jigsaw never really did that. So kudos to him for doing that. And the reason behind the bug thing, fucking brilliant. Like, that's what's up. And Richard Brake, hands down, best thing about this movie. I was sad. Well, I can't really say that now. But yeah, the Richard Brake and the mask are my favorite thing.
Absolutely. Todd, what did you think of The Dare?
I'm with everyone else. I really, really like this. I thought the creativity of the kills was different. Like you guys mentioned, the bugs. I liked the reason for everyone being there, which I didn't get right away. Everything about this, I thought was a really good horror film, but I'll save that for later. I have something. So Dan, what did you think?
All right. So this was a first time watch for me, of course.
Oh, me too,
I love
yeah.
Richard Brake. I think he's amazing. I always say, love Rob Zombie or not, you appear in his movie and it's like you tend to get a bit of a career bump. And Richard Brake's been around for a while, certainly, but it seems like it's starting to pay off. I'm starting to see him in more featured stuff like this. And the guy's amazing as Credence in this one. The gore in this, it never gets like way like over the top. It's stuff that is nasty and it looks like it hurts. Well, by over the top, I mean you're not, you know, not like Hatchet over the top. It hurts. It's ugly. It's nasty, and it gets a visceral reaction.
It's a realistic gore versus. I know what Dan's saying with over the top. It's not just like
blood splatter.
Yeah. It's not like people getting cut.
Because you're not you don't watch Hatchet like that would hurt. Like this, you can connect with the pain.
I probably wouldn't go out that way with the real serial killer, but this crazy son of a bitch, I can see that shit happening to me. And
I just wanted to wear your hat to torture you.
you couldn't pull it off. One thing that can still get me is good eye-related stuff, and that's...
We get some sick shit. We got to talk about in spoilers, because I have a bunch of shit to talk about.
Eye-related?
We'll get...
Eye-related stuff's up there with pasta-related stuff to Dan.
Shut up, Dan. It all works really well. The backstory, you've kind of seen it before, but I still think they create a pretty unique killer here. And a couple spoiler comments I'll make when we get there. But this is a serious-minded...
The one thing I wanted to talk about, too... is that like the production value on this movie is really good. It felt like a higher budget movie than it probably really was. Like I thought it was shot really well and the production value was surprising.
Yeah, it doesn't come off as just a direct to VOD cheapy at all, which, you know, I hope people don't overlook it because, you know, it's very easy to do that with this one, with the art and everything. Like it's something I probably would have watched eventually, but it would have been easy to overlook it.
The art is my biggest problem. Like it's not eye grabbing. It looks like a lot of other kind of generic stuff.
Business as usual.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I wish it had a better piece of art, but either way, just overlook that. It's worth watching.
How old is this movie again?
It came out in 2019 was when it was finished. So
it's still finding its audience then.
Yeah.
It is. And this is one you have to
spread the word.
I've been kind of loud on telling everybody about it cuz it's one of those like direct to video releases that didn't have like a Blu-ray or anything like that. I think it's just getting like a DVD in like the UK, but that's it. So it's not really, you know, distributed that well.
Yeah, so hopefully
we're doing our part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, don't overlook this one, guys. It's a ton of fun and the acting is top notch, so check it out.
Rate this bitch.
Let's rate it. Kruger, go for it. I think there's no surprise
there. My first time watching it around, I was a 4 out of 5, but this time I loved it even more the second time around, so I'm a 4.5.
Okay, what say you, Pugs?
I'm going 5. It is definitely worth everyone's time. It's brutal.
I am a 4.5 also. I really enjoyed this one.
I am a 4.5. So there we go.
Okay, now it's time to eliminate and get back down to our 3 final girls. So here are our options. We have Nightmare, the last horror film, Dude Bro Massacre 3, and The Dare. Dan, which do you eliminate?
Dude Bro Party Massacre 3.
Dan just wants to get rid of that one. All right. Well, I'm going to have the controversial one, and I think The Dare needs to be eliminated. And that's because it doesn't fall into slasher for me. It falls into gornography, a.k.a. torture porn, which... Because the definition of a slasher film, which I did look up to make sure, a horror movie, especially one in which the victims, typically women or teenagers, are slashed with knives, razors, etc. So by that definition, I had to pull it. I'm sorry.
I will counter argue with the chase at the end.
I get that, but...
I understand where you're coming from.
But same reason I got rid of Killer Party. So, I mean, it doesn't mean it's disqualified. It's just that's why I'd eliminate it. So,
okay. I'm going to eliminate Dude Bro.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I kind of figured that my argument wasn't gonna win, but I gotta go with that.
Beat other face.
I'm just gonna say, there's no possession in this one, so that would. It's more straightforward than the last one, so that's the reason why I'm choosing it.
Oh, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
I know where you're coming from. I just wanted to be like, because that was a good one.
That's me being a stickler for the which will probably come and bite me in the ass again later. But
you're probably listening to that new podcast with Andre Verdun and Ozzy V, right? The legal podcast.
Well, technically, that one doesn't even qualify, so your opinions are irrelevant. Lawyer it up.
There we go. Much better. Bugs.
Oh, dude, bro.
Okay. We're good.
Dude, bro, getting eliminated. So
yeah,
spoilers.
Spoiler talk, guys. You probably haven't seen this one yet, so do yourself a favor and rejoin us once you have.
Yes. Okay, right. You've been warned. It is spoiler time now. I'm just going to go out on the limb and say, Kruger, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll unroll my dick. So, first off, when Richard Brake, like, his character in this is so fucked up. Like, when he just, like, sprays Dominic in the face with the blood hose, and, like, he's just such an asshole. Stabs the little kid, like, doesn't give a fuck, just stabs the kid in the leg with a fucking fork and is like, yeah, that's how we let the evil out. Like, he's such a phenomenal actor. He's so good in this movie. I was very, very surprised that he even, like, I didn't know how big of a role he was going to have in it, because I thought it was going to be like one of those things where, okay, it's direct-to-video. They probably got Richard Brake to do like a small cameo type of deal. But no, he plays a pivotal part, and his character is just so badass, and the dynamic between him and Dominic, and then that scene when Dominic fucking kills him off and throws him into the I don't even know what the hell that was.
Chipper like a type thing.
Yeah, and then uses the fucking flesh left over as a mask. Like, that was so fucking badass.
That's what I was getting at earlier. I was like, I really hated to see him go, but he had to in order to get that cool fucking mask.
Yeah.
I could even see in a sequel, like, having Richard Brake be, like, in his head, sort of his dark passenger type deal. You could kind of get him back, which would be nice.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. You could make that work, but and then the crucifixion, the bug though, the eye bug and the eye
bug, ooh. Even the throw bug was just like
everyone who got picked on is just like fuck yeah.
this is like Dan's run of shows.
Well, dude, that fucking spider in the ear, like the spider eggs in the ear.
Oh yeah,
like I loved how it went for it, right? And then it made you forget about it. And then when he's holding her, you see all the spiders come out the girl's nose. Like, that was great horror shit right there.
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys have any, like, logical issues at all with them not remembering each other, which was something somebody had brought up?
I run into people all the time, or when I used to leave the house, that would know me from high school. I have no idea who they were. Yeah. So I totally buy...
You hung out with.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
They were young enough to where you know, they could forget easily. That, and also, their childhood seems a little bit traumatic, so I'm going to block that shit out anyway.
Oh, yeah, and I could also answer that, too, by, like, I moved, so, you know, there's people I probably maybe even hung out with for an entire year and wouldn't know now, so... Yeah, so I was okay with that, but I know that was something that was brought up.
I didn't have an issue with it at all, so.
Yeah. This one, we'll see. Maybe this one will be one of our newer titles that'll hang in there for a while. It'll be interesting to see how things evolve.
Thing I want to say about this is, like, it's a true modern slasher. Like, it doesn't – the one thing that, like – I've been thinking about this. We don't have that many slashers that try to that don't like call back to stuff from the 80s. We don't have that many like modern stuff any modern slashers anymore. Like kind of like what we got through like the Scream era and stuff. We don't really have movies that don't call back to another time era. So I appreciate this one being a true modern slasher.
Yeah.
I do hopefully this review and maybe others will start covering it too. We'll put some eyes on it.
I think one of the problems of this finding an audience is the title's kind of generic. I mean, they're, you know, looking up the dare, you're going to find different stuff. So that's one thing I hopefully it overcomes also, because it's worth seeking out. So
absolutely.
I don't even want to look up who marketed this thing, because the cover art, and I wish it deserves much better, and I wish it had, you know, a better
push behind. The cover art just looks like a 10,000 other movies. There's not one single thing that stands out about it. So yeah, this one's going to be word of mouth. Hopefully it does well enough, and maybe we'll get
Netflix
a
picks it up, because it will get big.
I would love a sequel.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Netflix can be, well, and Shudder can be a huge saving grace
Netflix
for movies.
Has a bigger audience.
Yeah, it does. Look at the Second Life for Cobra Kai right now. I mean, yeah.
Oh, sure.
But Halloween's coming up. I think that'd be the perfect home for it.
Well, and I talked to the lead actor in Terrifier, who told me, like, once that dropped on Netflix, I mean, it was popular right away, but he said, like, man, it was insane. Yeah. What, you know, how that exploded. So
good.
Yeah.
Could happen with something like this if they get the opportunity. So,
and we're getting Terrifier 2, so over there too. Come on.
And you can rent it right now on Amazon or other places for like $4. So it's not,
totally worth that.
Absolutely.
And until the physical release, I think it's $10 on Vudu if you want to own it. So,
yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Go get it, guys.
Check it out. All right. Any closing thoughts?
No. We'll be back with the next episode soon.
All right.
Say goodnight, Dan.
Stay sick.
Good night.
Bugs.
Namaste. Follow us on all the social media bullshits. Adios.